Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall23, back with another video. Today I want to talk about the subject of eternal security, or the doctrine of once saved, always saved. That is that once somebody believes in Jesus, they can never lose their salvation. Anybody who trusts Christ as their Savior, no matter what they do, will never go to hell. And the reason why is because Jesus paid for all of our sins, and he has promised to give us the gift of eternal life. And there's just dozens of other ways to prove that from the Bible. The Bible just promises this over and over again. In fact, I've done a whole series on this channel called 35 Reasons Why a Christian Cannot Lose Their Salvation. It's very thorough and in-depth. I try to cover as many reasons as I could possibly find and go over just to prove beyond any of a shadow of a doubt that that's what the Bible teaches. But the reason why I want to talk about this subject today is because there are some people out there who treat it as if it's just like a secondary doctrine, or it's not really important, or it's just something that, you know, some people have minor disagreements on. And I'll run into this a lot of soul winning, where I'll knock on people's doors and ask them if they believe that they could lose their salvation. And they'll kind of give an answer like, well, you know, some theologians will say yes, and some people will say no. And it's kind of like a debate, but, you know, I'm not really sure. And, you know, some people have their own views on that, as if it's just like, well, you know, some people believe this, some people believe that. It's just like whatever kind of thing. They don't understand the importance of this. And I'm going to say right now that if somebody does not believe in this doctrine of eternal security, now they don't necessarily have to know, you know, what it's called, or the particular doctrine or whatever. But basically, if somebody believes that they can lose their salvation, if somebody believes that their salvation is conditional upon how they live or things that they do, that person is not saved. And I'm going to prove that in this video, that there are three reasons why if somebody denies this doctrine of eternal security, or once saved, always saved, they are not saved. And it's not like it's just some secondary thing to believing on Jesus. It's part of believing in Jesus. See, somebody who does not, or who does not believe in eternal security, or who thinks that they can lose their salvation, that person does not believe in Jesus, and that is why they're not saved. See, the only thing you have to do to go to heaven is just believe on Christ, okay? The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. The Bible says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So you have to believe on Christ in order to be saved. But as I'm going to explain in this video, there's three reasons why if somebody believes that they could lose their salvation or go to hell by the things that they do, or by denying Christ in the future or whatever, that person has not yet believed on Jesus. Now, they might claim to believe in Jesus, but they don't actually believe in him, okay? So reason number one is because that person does not believe that Christ died for their sins. See, the Bible teaches that the gospel by which you are saved, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. The Bible says that's the gospel, or the good news by which you are saved. Now, believing that Christ died for your sins is not just repeating that statement. Every single person in the world who claims to be Christian knows about that statement, that Christ died for our sins, but not everybody actually understands what that means or actually believes that. Okay, because if somebody thinks that their sins can still send them to hell, then they don't believe that Jesus died for their sins, because they think that they still have to die for their sins. So what does it mean that Jesus died for our sins? Well, the Bible says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. The Bible says, he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So the Bible tells us that an exchange took place when Jesus died on the cross, where all of our sins were placed upon Jesus. The Bible says the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all in Isaiah 53. So basically, the iniquity and the sins of the entire world were placed on Jesus, and he died for those sins, meaning he died in our place for what we have done. Even though we deserve death and hell, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So what we are paid for our sins, the payment for our sins, according to the Bible, is death. Jesus made that payment in our place, okay? So he already paid for all of our sins by dying on the cross. And the Bible tells us that it's not that he just died for some, but he died for all of our sins. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. And of course, the Bible teaches that you have to believe this in order to be saved, because in Romans chapter 3, when it's talking about Jesus and his sacrifice, it says he is the propitiation through faith in his blood. Okay, so somebody has to have that faith in the blood of Jesus that he has already paid for all of our sins, and he cleanses us from all our sins. Now, again, somebody who believes that they could lose their salvation, 99% of the time, the reason why people think that they can and lose it, whether it's in, you know, the Roman Catholic Church or the Church of Christ or Pentecostals or whatever, is that they believe that you, if you live a bad life, or if you willingly sin, or you don't, or you sin and you don't repent of it, that those sins will then take you to hell. Well, in that sense, and that person has not yet believed on Christ, because they do not believe that Christ has died for their sins, because they think that they still have to make that payment for their sins. I'll repeat, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Okay, that person, if they think that they can still go to hell for their sins, they think that they still have to make that payment. So therefore, they do not believe that Jesus already made that payment for them. So are they trusting Christ? Are they believing the gospel by which you're saved? No, they're not. Okay, so people who think that they can go to hell because of their sins do not believe that Jesus died for their sins. They do not believe the gospel, okay? Number two, that person has not fully trusted in Christ, but they are still trusting in themselves. See, believing in Jesus, according to the Bible, is something you have to do with all your heart. As it says in the book of Acts, chapter 8, you know, when the Philip is talking to the Ethiopian eunuch, and he says, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. So it's not just believing that Christ exists, or believing that there's a God, or believing certain facts about Jesus, but you actually have to put your faith in him. The Bible uses these words, faith and trust, synonymously with the word belief. That's what it means to believe on him. It's not just believing he exists, but you have to trust Christ, believe that he died for your sins and rose again. So again, if the person who thinks that they can lose their salvation thinks that they can still go to hell by the way that they live or the things that they do, then they are not fully trusting Christ. Now, again, they might say they believe in Jesus, but they evidently don't understand what it means to believe in Jesus, because you can't mix your faith in Jesus with faith in yourself. See, if I say I'm going to hell or I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus and because I keep doing good things, then that's 50% in Jesus, 50% in myself, or whatever percentage you want to put. You know, somebody has to put 100% all of their faith in Jesus. They have to trust him alone. Okay, it's not believing Jesus and yourself, believing Jesus and another Savior, believing in Jesus and your church or whoever else. You have to only believe in Jesus, because the Bible says neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only name that can save you. You cannot save yourself. So these people who think that they can lose their salvation, who deny this doctrine of eternal security, essentially what they're saying is that if they don't live right, they can still go to hell. So in a way, it's just work salvation in a very kind of like twisted form of it. They say, well, to be saved, all you have to do is believe in Jesus. But then if you don't live right after, then you will go to hell. Then they don't believe that they're saved by faith alone in Jesus. They believe that they're saved by faith plus them doing good things. Whether they say that, oh, it's just by faith alone, but then if you don't live right, that's just a roundabout way of saying you have to do works in order to stay saved, which, you know, if you have to stay saved, then that's not really being saved. How are you saved from something if you still have to, you know, continue to do things? It's not really, you know, the Bible makes it very clear you're saved, which is, you know, with a D on the end, it's past tense. Somebody has been saved. The Bible says, you know, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. See, a Christian is somebody who is saved, not somebody who's being saved. It's not a process. It's you believe on Jesus and he saves you. He gives you eternal life. And therefore you're already saved from hell. It's not, well, I have to continue to do these good things or continue to repent of my sins to stay saved or to go to heaven. That's not how salvation works. You believe on Jesus Christ and he gives you eternal life. If you think that you can still go to hell for your sins, then that means you haven't trusted Christ, because you still think that your good deeds and the way that you live, or you not, you know, killing somebody, or you not doing this really bad thing, or you not denying Christ, you think that your salvation and going to heaven is contingent upon that. So that's not believing in Jesus and putting all of your faith and trust and confidence in what he already did for you. Okay, so number one reason, a person who denies this doctrine, who thinks that they can lose their salvation, that person has not trusted Christ as their Savior, and also they do not believe that Jesus has died for all of their sins. And then the third reason is that basically they're calling God a liar and not believing his record. See, the Bible says, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. See, some people try to divorce the word of God from salvation, and they think it's just like the general idea or the general truth that saves you. But the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible also tells us that, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So it's the word of God that has a power to save somebody. And the Bible even tells us that Jesus is the word made flesh in John chapter 1. See, if somebody does not believe the Bible, which is the written down word of God, then that person does not believe in Jesus, because Jesus is the word made flesh. You can't believe in one or the other. Okay, if you believe in Jesus, but you don't believe that the Bible is the word of God, and you just reject it or reject certain parts of it, then you believe in a false Jesus, not the true Jesus, who is the Jesus of the Bible. Okay. So in God's word, he has given the promise of eternal life. And this is something that should be, you know, pretty obvious and easy to understand, that Jesus has given a promise of eternal life to anybody that believes. He said in the book of John many, many times, you know, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. He said, he that seeth the Son and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He says, this is the will of the Father that hath sent me, that of all which see the Son and believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And there's several other promises in the book of John and other places where Jesus promises that anybody that believes has everlasting life. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So right off the bat, you know, if you think that you can still die after you've believed in Jesus, if you think you can still perish after you've believed in Jesus, then you don't believe in Jesus, because Jesus said, if you believe in him, you will never die. So if you think within your heart, no, if I don't live right, I'm going to go to hell still, then you're not believing what Jesus said. It's not that hard to understand. You know, if I write something down on a piece of paper and I give it to you, and you think within your heart, this isn't true, then you're not just rejecting that letter or the piece of paper. You're rejecting me, because I'm the one who wrote it. So God is the one who wrote this book, the Holy Bible. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ if you think that, you know, you can go to hell, when the word of God promises that anybody that believes will never go to hell. This is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life, and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. But see, if you think you can lose your salvation, or anybody out there who thinks that they can lose their salvation, if you know somebody like that, basically what they're saying is that God is a liar. They're making God a liar. And the Bible tells us that in the book of 1 John as well, that anybody who does not believe this record is making God a liar. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And the Bible defines that record. Verse 11, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So if you do not believe that God has given to you, not will give to you if you endure to the end, but that God has given you eternal life, and that this life is in his Son, the Bible says you're making God a liar. Okay, so the three reasons why somebody cannot be saved unless they, you know, believe in this doctrine of eternal security. And again, this is not an additional, like, extra step to being saved. This is part of believing in Jesus, because you have to believe that Jesus died for all of your sins in order to be saved. You have to believe in the record of the word of God that God has given to his eternal life. And you have to, you know, put all of your trust in Jesus and not any in yourself. Now, if you do those things, if you believe on Jesus Christ, meaning, again, you're trusting him, you believe he died for your sins and rose again, then that means you're saved from hell. But that means that you would believe that you can never go to hell, because if somebody thinks that they can still go to hell, or thinks that they can lose their salvation, essentially what you're saying, or essentially what they're saying, is that Jesus did not die for all of their sins, because they still have to die for some of their sins. They're also saying that Jesus is not enough. They also have to, you know, keep doing this or keep doing that, keep repenting, keep going to church, keep confessing their sins or whatever in order to stay saved. So they're not fully trusting Christ. They're still trusting in themselves. And number three, they're basically calling God a liar and saying that his word and his promise of giving eternal life is not true. Okay. So somebody who thinks they can go to hell or lose their salvation is not saved. So this is why the doctrine is important. It's not just something we should just put off, not talk about when we're preaching the gospel. We should make it clear when we're going out soul winning and preaching the gospel, make it clear that they understand that Jesus has paid for all of their sins, that they can't trust in themselves, and that God has given eternal life. Okay, make sure that they understand that they have eternal life, and once they believe, they can never lose that. They can never go to hell. It's not just, you know, a secondary issue. It's not just something we should just kind of lightly touch on or not really go over. And it's just like, oh, well, all these different denominations have different beliefs on it. No, every denomination or group or church out there who teaches you can lose your salvation, the Catholic Church, you know, the Methodists, the Nazarenes, Pentecostals, the Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventists, or whatever, you know, whatever you want to name it, anybody who believes you can lose your salvation is not of God. They're of the devil, and they're not teaching what the Bible says. Jesus said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Okay, the reason why all these churches do not believe in eternal security is because they're calling God a liar, and they do not believe the testimony, the record that God gave of his son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, hath given to us already. And this life is in his son. So thank you, everybody, for watching. God bless you, and goodbye.